He might prove to be the top receiver in the 2013 draft class 3 years down the road. For now, however, Tennessee's Cordarrelle Patterson, though immensely gifted physically, is still lacking some polish after just 1 year of major college football.
He's a height, weight, speed freak. The question is, for guys that were one-year college guys coming from 2 years at JC, is what's the history on the kid, and you better get to know the kid. That's his deal. Nobody doubts how good he is with the ball in his hands and his developmental upside as a number one receiver. What they've got to figure out is what's his work ethic. Does he love the game? Can we trust the kid? Can we trust him to develop if we draft him high? He's a top 10 guy naturally. I don't expect him to go in the top 10, though.
Patterson came to the Volunteers from Hutchinson Community College in Kansas and was a highlight reel all by himself, scoring 10 touchdowns in 2012, 5 receiving, 3 rushing, and 1 each on kick and punt returns.
When I went to Tennessee, I didn't even think I was going to be a starter. But then I went in, some things happened at Tennessee. My receiver had got kicked out, and people started expecting big things from me, so I had to fill in that role. It seemed like I always had people expect big things from me, but I tried not to pay no attention. I just tried to go in and do my best, and I knew I expect big things out of myself.
After clocking a 4.33 40 time at the NFL Combine, along with a 37-inch vertical and a 10-foot-8 broad jump, Patterson reaffirmed his tantalizing physical talent. The teams that can afford to wait on him to contribute at receiver figure to be the teams most interested.
I say I'm a top 15 pick, but I can't control what coaches think. You know, they want to make the decision. If they see me at top 15, top 10, I respect that, but I think I am.
The countdown to draft day presented by Time Warner Cable. I'm Chris Brown.